that, if you've got a mobile phone, to make sure it's switched off, please. Okay. And I'd like to introduce the panel here, committee today. Councillor Reid, myself, Councillor Gleeson, and Councillor Edgeley. And both the parties would like to introduce themselves, please.
Mr Chairman, I have started the recording, just so that everybody's aware.
Okay.
I am Haseeb Shah, and I am the Kinsey friend to Mr. Khan.
I'm Manjeet Khan.
And you're the licensee?
Yeah, that's the one. Yes. Okay.
Kate McKinney,
senior licensing officer of Sackett Lower County.
Julie Wallace, licensing manager, Twilight Rep.
Okay.
Peter Roberts, licensing officer,
Mr. Richard Jarman, also a licensing officer, Mr. Satchwick.
Good morning, Sergeant Jeffin, I'm the licensing manager for Staffordshire.
Okay, and the other two gentlemen at the back?
PC Gallimore, I'm licensing constable for Staffordshire
Police. PC Gavin Parry, licensing constable, Staffordshire Police.
Jane?
Jane Pete, Democratic Services.
And finally, the last but not least,
Simon Turner, Legal Services Manager. I'm just advising the panel on procedure and all to them.
Right, okay, so the licensing officer is going to outline the details of the application.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody. The purpose of the report today is to consider an application for a review of a premises license for Peppers, 3 Bridge Street, Stafford, Sierra Tango 162, Hotel Juliet. On the 12th of May 2023, the Council received an application for a review of a premises license for Peppers, 3 Bridge Street, Stafford, ST16 2HJ. Staffordshire Police Licensing Unit, Sergeant Jim Finn, has requested the review in relation to issues relating to two of the licensing objectives, the prevention of crime and disorder and public safety. Staffordshire Police have stated that the operation and current management of the premises are undermining the said two licensing objectives, and that there is a lack of legal compliance with the premises license conditions. Staffordshire Police are seeking revocation of the premises license. Premises license holder of Peppers is Mr. Khatib Olakhan. The licensing authority has also made a relevant representation in support of Staffordshire Police's review application. The licensing manager for Stafford Borough Council states that there is a fundamental concern of the way the premises is managed and that there is a clear disregard for compliance with the licensing conditions. The documents relating to the application, so the current premises license and the representations from Staffordshire Police licensing unit and the licensing authority are attached as a confidential appendix. Previous consideration. So a previous licensing subcommittee hearing was held on the 1st of November 2022 after Staffordshire Police submitted a review application on the 12th of August 2022 in relation to similar issues and concerns over the premises. At that hearing, the subcommittee decision was to suspend the premises license for 6 weeks and that the license holder be expected to improve the management of the premises. That decision was subsequently appealed by the licence holder, Mr. Khan. The appeal is continuing in the Magistrates Court and the premises licence has not been suspended pending the outcome of that appeal. The recommendation today is that the licensing subcommittee considers the application for review and considers whether to revoke the premises licence as requested or whether to take other steps to secure compliance with the Council's licensing objectives.
Chairman, I might just interject at that point. Usually we go straight into the review application. We hear from colleagues from the police licensing section. The applicant has circulated a letter from solicitors, apparently recently instructed, in a nutshell asking for an adjournment. But can I share that document with you and with police colleagues and with Julie Wallace so that you can just consider that? And then I think you'll probably have some questions around notification of this hearing via notice of hearing letters, publication of the agenda, and other matters to determine what to do today. So, assume you have a copy of your letter?
Have some copy.
If you've got extra copy, I'll just have.
I'll probably see how many copies I've got, because it's your letter. But, there's one for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you have an additional copy there? No.
I've got one.
You've got one, okay.
I'll just have a quick reading of
you. Is everyone just going to have a read through the letter and then go from there?
Mr. Tin, is this for us to keep? Just because I want to highlight a section on it. Just
I take it you've not seen this letter previously.
Not before today.
No.
It wasn't. If it has been sent to our generic email address, I haven't accessed that this morning.
No,
I've
only seen it myself shortly before
about
9 this morning.
I didn't arrive till after that time, so. Everyone's had the chance to at least read that through once. So, the paperwork that's just been produced, it sort of has two aspects, broadly speaking. There's a formal request for an adjournment for today's hearing, but also there are certain evidential matters that are certainly new to me, I've not seen previously. So, the hearing regulations say that if a party wants to rely on documentary evidence, they're usually supposed to circulate it in advance to all parties before the hearing, which clearly hasn't happened. It's only been sent at the hearing. So in a case such as this, all parties, so that's the licensing authority and the police, need to consent to the premises holder being able to rely on that information today at the hearing, having it taken into account. It seems really as a sort of practical matter, a lot of what's in that
letter goes to the issue of whether the matter should be adjourned or not. It's not separated out in any way. But did you wish to address the chairman, the sergeant, Trin, as to your views on that?
Certainly, thank you very much. With regards to the acceptance of the documentation today, due to the quantity of it, it's not overly onerous to digest. So if the matter were to proceed, we'd be content that this has been deemed as served. From our perspective, I appreciate there are others to consider, but we would accept it and deal with it during the hearing as it is. With regards to the request for the adjournment, obviously there is the hearing regulation, specifically number 11, that allows an authority to extend the time limit where it's considered that it's necessary in the public interest. The police position is that it's actually in the public interest to hear this matter and hear it today. The reasons for that are that where we reference the public, one of the licensing objectives that's been referenced as being undermined and not promoted is public safety, and therefore it relates directly to the public. Article 6, the Human Rights Act, doesn't specify allowing a fair trial, but that is also for everybody, including the applicant, as opposed to having our case delayed unnecessarily. In addition to those matters, obviously, this has been an ongoing process for both the police, the licensing authority, and Mr. Khan for quite some time. Having submitted the previous licence review last year, this is now repeating what actually happened then, where on the first occasion, Mr. Khan applied for an adjournment because of issues around legal advice, which was granted. It was allowed a number of weeks to get organised and bring legal representation with him. And having been told by the then chair, not yourself, sir, I appreciate, but the then chair, that when you come back, it will be going ahead, and was left in no doubt. He then returned without legal advice and requested to get another adjournment. There is a pattern forming here of where, in our view, it's just a way of trying to delay the proceedings and not have the matter heard. The ongoing appeal should have been resolved on the 22nd of June this year. I won't go into the detail of how and why because it hasn't been, but I'm aware that at that time Mr. Khan had got concerns with his then legal advisers, and that's some 2 weeks ago, and would have had opportunity, knowing that this matter would be being heard, to obtain different legal advice. And then we get, on the day, another adjournment request. The review was submitted on the 12th of May. Again, from that time period, there would have been ample time, bearing in mind Mr. Khan's been through the process already, which is unusual for a licence holder and staff issue. They don't normally come to review twice. It normally deals with matters and everybody gets to move on. So having recently been through the process, he knew what to expect.
Have you received a copy of your review on the 12th of May?
We sent them out at the same time to everybody who would be a relevant party specified under the Act, therefore the license holder, the authority and all the responsible authorities as listed on the licensing policy of the Borough Council. So the only reason he wouldn't have received it is if he wasn't at home that day, but it would have been served out appropriately. And that's obviously then followed up by the licensing authority producing their actual agenda document, which is also served in advance of today's hearing.
And the notice of hearing, Mr. Collar, clarify as well. The notice of hearing letter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the police position is we requested the there's one more point. Sorry, Mr. Tierney just threw me with asking a question, which is not a problem. It also, on the second page of the letter, asks for the review to be adjourned until after the appeal hearing on the 10th of August. From the information I've got, that's an inaccurate statement. The 10th of August is a case management hearing to schedule the dates of the appeal. The appeal won't be heard, in my experience, until next year. So it would, I would have to contend it's not proper use of the regulations or the public interest to delay it for that long. And therefore, the police position is we request that the adjournment be refused. Thank you.
Jim, I think you probably want to hear from Julie Wallace on behalf of the work.
I agree with what the police have said. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think this has been delayed continuously, and therefore, I think it should be heard.
I would like to see something, if you allow me, please.
Yes, okay. Yes.
I've come to that point where the detective raised something about adjournment in the court previously, about 2 weeks ago, regarding a legal issue. We're obviously, I don't know what kind of information the detective had received, but I would like to give a bit more detail about it. That was solely because MH solicitors, Mr. Khan, appointed to represent him in the court, and till that day, on the morning of that hearing, he was told that your license will be revoked for 6 weeks completely. That means you'll have to shut down your business completely. And Mr. Khan's understanding was the license is from 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. till 4 a.m. in the morning. So he was expecting that it will be only revoked during that time. So the things were not explained to Mr. Khan properly during that time, and that was the reason led to the adjournment of the case, because he has got a right to fair trial. And later on, I've advised him, and he's instructed previous solicitors, completely different solicitors, last week, and they have taken on things and they are dealing with it. So the adjournment previously was not at Mr. Khan's court. It's solely because the previous legal representative he had were failed to give him or provide him the proper information so he can act upon it accordingly.
I wouldn't disagree with that statement, Chair. My point was, if he was unhappy with his legal representation, he's had 2 weeks to change it.
Exactly.
That was the point I was making.
Yeah. The 2 weeks to change it is, well, I received the documents last Tuesday. That's how I received the documents. If I received them 2 weeks ago, then it would have been different. But in 1 week, hardly expect me to get everything together in 1 week. That's what we're trying to get us.
To be fair, I would expect it to be done. If it was an expedited review under Section 53A of the Act, there's 48 hours and no power to adjourn anyway. So,
I was just making that point that it wasn't Mr. Khan's fault for the previous adjournment. It's solely because of the circumstances. And obviously, during the explanation from police, it made that like probably deliberately Mr. Khan was trying to adjourn the board. That's not the case.
Okay. Can I just make one observation? You said that you cancelled or you adjourned your case because you were misled.
Yes, we were.
Your license,
yeah,
actually just goes from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's a late night refreshment license.
Yeah.
So why are you saying it's the holiday license? Because you can still trade till 11 p.m.
Because we've been told
you only issued a license for that period anyway.
We was told from our last solicitors we have to close the shop down for 6 weeks, only we can't trade at all.
Completely.
Yes.
This is the information
this from my last solicitors, from MA solicitors.
And I disagreed with him, and I said you can't do that
because
the license starts from 11 o'clock.
Yes, it does.
And finishes at weekdays, I think, 2 o'clock, and weekends, 4 o'clock. How is that possible? And I tried to make several phone calls to Stafford Council, but I was kind of clueless.
We
didn't know what to do. So I ended up requesting him to seek a different legal advice from a different solicitor who I know very experienced in similar matters. And we have appointed him.
And who did you speak to when you said you tried to because it's not come through?
No, I made phone calls personally just to find out to ask if Mr. Khan has to close down completely or from the license period 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock.
But the license only applies.
Exactly.
That's
we
that's
agree.
That's
I
agree,
agree with you.
We agree
from
with that.
11 p.m.
Yes.
That's your license.
That's yes.
What
we agree
with
that.
To do
yeah.
With the day.
Exactly.
That's
I agree with you.
Your license
exactly.
Today.
I agree with you. And this is the reason we were given completely different information from the previous legal representative.
So the you could trade up until 11 o'clock. It's the period from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the weekends that we are concerned about tonight, today. Okay?
I think that was, he was asked, his license was suspended for, well, there was a recommendation to suspend it for 6 weeks, I think, which I think from 11 o'clock till 2 or 4
but
o'clock.
What I'm trying to get across to you is quite simply, it is that it's got nothing to do with the day. You're not licensed for the day.
That,
so your license
right,
can only
yeah.
be applicable.
Yeah.
So when he says that your license is suspended,
yeah
it's that.
Is that that's what we thought, but we were told that it's literally in the day you can't trade at all for 6 weeks.
And also,
that's what we're told.
One more thing, the suspension, the recommendation in the last meeting, the suspension for 6 weeks, was solely because so Mr. Khan can put things in place, for example, CCTV cameras, upgrade security incident books being filled
I think
in.
Getting into evidence now, Chair.
Yes,
and
Can
I just offer one
yes,
thought,
yes,
which
yes.
is purely around the adjournment?
Yeah.
Listen to the gentleman there, they've instructed Prime solicitors who are very experienced in these matters, I think was the wording he used.
Mm.
This review application isn't the Encyclopedia Britannica.
No.
It's not a large document, certainly not by the standards that we often submit.
Yeah.
So again, the expectation would be that they should be able to have digested this.
But the thing is, we received the letter. We received that last week, last Tuesday.
I think probably the preliminary matters you need to be satisfied of. How many times did Mr. Khan have the opportunity of knowing about today as a hearing?
Yeah.
How many times did he see the police evidence that was sent with the review application? And you know, how long has he had to prepare for today?
Yeah.
So you might have some other questions to check around timings
and
when certain things were sent.
Right, you've had notification of this for quite a while, haven't you?
No.
And according to this, you instructed solicitors last week, whereas according to the letter, they were only instructed on Monday.
Which documentation are you on about? The notices, sorry?
This letter says that they were instructed on the 3rd of July.
No, received this letter in licensing last night at 5:15.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you say you instructed solicitors last week.
They say they were instructed on Monday.
Yeah, according to this, they were instructed on Monday.
Mm. No, I had a meeting because I was with him. Last week we had a meeting, and Prima Solicitor said they are going to send some paperwork, like letter of authority and things like that. If it meant by that, for example, he has to sign them, and he signed them letters that day, so that means his instruction started from that day. If it means that, then I don't know in the legal perspective. But he he said that because the previous solicitors have got the files for the matter, so he has to request the file to be transferred to him, and then obviously that doesn't take a week. It could take a bit longer for him to.
He would have had a copy of this. Document, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But
so,
enough time
if you took that to the solicitor, as you've already heard, it's not an Encyclopedia Britannica. It's all straightforward there. The case and the previous history of this case is all there, and your solicitor could have dealt with it.
Yeah, but with due respect, Councillor, the thing is, the solicitor's not just dealing with this matter. And he specifically said, look, I have got other matters to deal with it as well, quite important deadlines, but leave it with me and I will go through it and we can take steps accordingly. That's what we've been told. But I don't think so. A week is enough. I'm sure the police's case as well. If somebody to t- taken action within a week, I don't think so happens in the court. There are certain things.
Yeah.
Sorry to interject, sorry. The notice of hearing letters was sent to Mr. Conn on 20th of June. That's more than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's to inform him there's going to be a hearing. Paperwork was already submitted by Staffordshire Police to you at your direct address on the 12th of May. So you had way over a month to say, oh yeah, this is coming up. The notice of hearing was sent to you on the 20th of June by email. And that's to say this hearing is coming up on the 5th of July. Yes, the documents were sent out to everybody last week.
Yeah.
And I gave you a copy myself on Friday.
Yeah,
However, you'd already had the review application, you'd already had the notice of hearing a week and 10 days before.
Yeah, but
the timeline here is more than sufficient.
Yeah, but
yes,
what if so the solicitors have to get the information from all the parties as well. But by me giving just that paper, and I'm not saying to my solicitor that's enough, that's what I've been given by Stafford Council. And the solicitors have to get in touch with the other parties to get the paperwork from them as well. So the solicitors have to get in touch with the previous solicitor. The solicitors have to get in touch with the council. The solicitors have to get in touch with the police.
No,
or if there's okay, now if not, then maybe the staff of council. But what I'm trying to say is, solicitors saying, I don't know if this is the full bundle, the full paperwork. I need to get in touch with previous solicitor to find out if we have got all the paperwork in.
All the history, all the information is there in the bungalow.
That's all that can be considered because it's been served. So whatever other documents they got, they aren't for consideration.
It matters
not, so they don't need them.
This is exactly what we said to the solicitors. Look, this is what we've been given from the Stafford Council. This is what they're going to rely on. They said, no, as our duty, we still have to get in touch with the previous solicitors to ask them to release your file so we can go through it.
Okay, Councillor Erickson.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman, and good morning, everyone. Yes, I've been sat at this table on the 1st of November, and I really do feel that we should carry on with this meeting this morning because, you know, looking and reading this report, there's lots of things that should have happened that didn't happen. So I really feel that we should go ahead with the hearing this morning.
Chairman, you'd usually deliberate between the three of you to decide the adjournment.
Yeah.
You'd probably ask the parties to wait outside.
Yes,
we'll
have
heard
enough
at
this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
right,
you,
so if
you'd
like to.
Thank you.
Can we just leave stuff?
Yeah.